in her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it.
I think we've reached a can't stop, won't stop situation with the Milwaukee Brewers. They just can't stop winning, Chew.
Why, they sweep?
They won't stop winning. They swept them. Exciting fashion.
I'm not. Well, they're supposed to sweep them. They're not supposed to lose again.
I
no, I watched yesterday's game. I was.
Well, you're down 5-0. Well, it starts with Saturday night. The game ends with Blake Perkins throwing out a dude at the plate. Brewers up by a run. Base hit into center field. Perkins guns him down. And then you're down 5-0 right away. Mets score each of the first five innings. Brewers are down 5-0. Then they're down 6-3. Come from behind. Walk-off home run for Isaac Collins. They win 7-6. Win streak at 9. Go for 10 tonight at AmFam Field. When things are right, Chew, things are right.
Yeah, don't say anything, though, about what just... You know what I'm talking about.
About
nah, just don't say it. Just let it go, okay?
What?
Look, just ignore it.
We're not even close to that, though.
I'm
you
just
gotta,
saying.
You got to get to 10 before you even
no,
start thinking about it.
Don't mention it. Don't. Just let it go.
I'm just saying, you get to 10, then you start, you know, just, you got to let the people know.
No, you don't. They know. The people know.
Yeah, and they want to talk about it.
No, they do not want to talk about
because
it.
Because here's the thing.
Because the first thing someone's going to say is what? Oh, you jinxed it.
No, that's the only thing you
leave it
said.
Alone. Just leave it alone.
I mean,
it was you.
No.
Yes.
We blamed Will and Strofe because they set up the chairs outside of the restaurant that apparently I can't mention.
No.
Just
no,
a half a block away
no.
from the studio.
It was Seattle. There was a tall guy on the mound, and you were like, oh, it's done. And what did I do? I do what I do.
I didn't say it's done. I said I was excited. Like, I can't even get excited
now? That's
the
same thing.
No, it's not.
Josh, leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Let's just go that route and leave it alone and see what happens.
Hasn't this team earned the right to this be almost an expectation at this point?
Look, I can't expect it.
Every time they go out, it's like, well, they're going to get behind something. Quirky's going to happen. Somebody's going to do something
yesterday
amazing.
Yesterday was
and then
crazy.
No, it wasn't.
Yesterday was
no,
insane.
It wasn't.
What, should we, like,
no,
you're
it wasn't.
Down five, you're down 5 runs.
And I watched. And then I turned it back on, and then it was 6-5. I'm like, oh, they're going
to
win.
I'm trying to think of what this is in football terms. Is down 5 runs that early? Is that down like 24-0 halfway through the second quarter? Something like that?
Five. Maybe not 24.
21-0?
21.
17? 17 or 21?
Yeah.
Take your pick. It's 3 scores.
Yeah.
3 scores in football.
How do you contextualize what is throwing somebody out at home to end a game and keep them from tying it? Like, what is that? What football comparison could you make?
That's not a field goal. Is that a field goal? That's probably a pick six. Pick six.
Pick six to win it. So that's Al Harris.
Yeah.
That's Al Harris against the Seahawks.
On Hasselbeck. Yeah. That's pick six.
And then 2 days later, it's just a walk-off. No big deal.
Yeah.
After being down 5-0. Being down 5-0.
Yeah.
Isaac Collins hits a walk-off home run. It's unbelievable. And look, yesterday was a tough day for a lot of people because of the rain that we got on Saturday night. And a lot of people, I've got friends that are dealing with it. I've seen pictures of flooded basements and there is damage. A lot of people dealing with a lot of stuff.
I can't believe. You see Josh's river next to his house?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can show you.
Out west, it was okay. I certainly didn't wake up Sunday morning going, holy smokes. So we didn't get whacked.
Oh.
Out west, like you got whacked down here.
Yeah, we did. And again, fortunately for us, in our house, we did not have anything, no damage to our house. Yeah, my wife took our dog. There's a pedestrian bridge just off of Commerce south of North, if people know where that is. And like the river not only was up, but it was rip-roaring.
Raging.
It was moving.
Really?
So again... It was hard to get to the ballpark yesterday. Streets were closed.
Mm-hmm.
Parking lots could not be filled. And still 33,000 people showed up at AmFam Field for that game yesterday.
canceled State Fair.
They can't, yeah, which is just down the street from AmFam.
Yeah.
And Brewers fans still showed up. That's how important this team is right now to the city of Milwaukee.
Yes.
Like, could you have possibly imagined, either one of you, that we would have been sitting here on August 11th, the Monday after the Green Bay Packers played their first preseason game. And I know, it's preseason. It doesn't mean that much in the larger term of things. We'll certainly talk about the Packers later. But did you ever think that the Monday after the first Packers preseason game, we'd be sitting here talking and singing the praises of the Milwaukee Brewers?
Is that because the Packers look like crap?
No, it's because the Brewers have earned it. Because the Milwaukee Brewers, Chew,
yeah,
right now, let me run some numbers by you, just so we can properly contextualize this. So the Brewers now lead the division by 6 games over the Chicago Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
6 games, which means if they keep this up next Monday, they can go down to Chicago, get swept in all 5 games, and still lead the division by 1. How insane is that?
It is, but when did I talk about Friday? When did I talk about, I'm still guarded. I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't get over the guarded. I'll never get over the guarded.
They have the best. So again, we talked about this a little bit last week, but they still have the best run differential in baseball by 15 runs over the Cubs. They're plus 132.
Yeah.
Considering where the season started, and now they're running away from everybody else, their run differential in terms of the next team closest to them in the standings, the Philadelphia Phillies, who are only 5 games back, 42. Oh, yeah. Best record in baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers by 5 games over the Phillies and Blue Jays. Like, it's not even close right now. They've gone from a cute little story, the hottest team in baseball, to undisputed the best team in baseball.
Yeah, hands down.
They are now hottest and best.
I still want to reset, though. All at the same time.
What do you
still
envision
wanna,
as a reset?
Because you know what? I was games? Even watching. I don't know why I was watching. There's nothing on. I was watching the 1985 Bears.
What?
In 30 for 30?
What are you?
30 for 30.
What
I was watching. There was nothing on.
What are you?
There's
what
nothing
are you,
on.
What are you, from Chicago?
It was like 10 in the morning.
I assume that's weekly viewing.
Because
down
I
there.
Will say this, that was one of the best teams ever in the National Football League. And it was a great story, even though it was the Bears. But I'm watching it, and they lost to Miami middle of the season or
yeah, because they lost
middle.
One. They won, lost one
and
game
you know what
that
they
year,
all
right?
said? That loss was good for us.
Yeah, and look,
That's why I want a reset. Do
I think
give me a little reset.
Do I think the Brewers are not going to lose a game?
I don't think they are.
In the next 7 weeks?
I'll be shocked.
they're going to lose a game in the next 7 weeks. For example, Things get a little tough tonight. They decide to flip-flop the old pitching matchup. So they decided Freddie Peralta was initially scheduled for tonight. No longer the case. They are going with Jose Quintana as they welcome in the Pittsburgh Pirates to AmFam Field.
Who are terrible.
Yeah.
Minus Skeens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll get Paul Skeens versus Freddie Peralta tomorrow. So, like, Paul Skeens, Brewers roughed him up last time he was in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed him for 4 runs in 1 inning. It's the most he's given up in his career in a single inning. Granted, his career's not very long. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough. I mean, you got Quintana tonight. I don't know if the Brewers decided they wanted Freddie against Skeens. I don't know if they said, hey, we can match up our ace against their ace. Plus, it helped set up Freddie for the Cubs series. And he would then pitch in one of those 2 games in the doubleheader on Monday. But they flip-flopped Quintana now going tonight against Andrew Heaney for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Do you think that has anything to do with what could happen after a couple games?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. There's a certain goal they need to meet, and they want to get it this time and hook the fans up, and that's why they did the little adjustment to kind of balance things out a little bit.
I can't as much as I love Murph and his pocket pancakes, which... By the way, 800-990-3776. I need to know. If you were at the ballpark yesterday, did you get the pocket pancakes? I need to know. I need to know how good they were. Give us a call. Text us. Carblues Talk at text line. 800-990-3776.
Why else would you do it? Because who would have went up against Skeens?
Quintana. So Quintana was scheduled for tomorrow. They flipped him. And again, there are a number of different things I think that could have gone into it, that maybe you wanted Freddie versus Skeens, sets up Freddie for the Cubs. And maybe because Freddie hasn't been, he's been okay in his last couple of starts.
Yeah.
He's been okay. He just hasn't been sharp. So maybe they wanted to give him an extra day. Like, hey, let's give you one more day. Just kind of make sure you're good and rested. And then you can go and we can, you know, try to build off of that. I think there are a number of different reasons to do it.
Okay.
We had just to kind of update, because Dave from Aaron had asked about Skeens versus Quintana. It is actually Skeens versus Freddie. They announced that after the game yesterday. After the game yesterday, they announced that that Freddie's going to go in that game. But I just don't know what else to compare this to when it comes to the Milwaukee Brewers. I can't, because we just did it a little bit there.
I said greatest show on turf, where they came out of nowhere. Trent Green grows down, and they're like, Kurt Warner, like, okay, this is looking like 4-12.
That might be the best thing.
And then all of a sudden, like, holy smokes.
This team's really good.
Really good.
I asked the question on Twitter yesterday, and I don't know if there's, in terms of unbelievable, what the Brewers are doing now, I don't even know what it rivals, in Wisconsin sports history. You got the best team in baseball by 5 games. You've got, in the NL, the other good best teams are playing well and they're losing ground because the Brewers just won't lose. And you think of the 15-1 season, you expected them to be good. They had just won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but there isn't one person out here, one person before the season started that said, hey, this could be a World Series. There wasn't one.
No, I think when we talked about this at the beginning of the season, I thought, oh yeah, they're going to be a playoff team.
Yes.
Right? Here, the national pundits underestimating the Brewers again. And we thought, yeah, they'll probably be a playoff team. Maybe they win the division over the Cubs. It's going to be a tight race with them down to the finish.
Really?
Probably a wild card team.
No, that's the way, I disagree.
That's the way we talked about it.
No.
That's the way we talked about it.
You never even heard of Miz.
It's and not then true.
Well, maybe you
did. I was going to say, you didn't. We did.
Knew he was down there.
Who was the shortstop that left?
Willie Adames.
I remember it. It was all like, Anastasio's not going to spend money.
Well, he
blah,
did
blah,
it.
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, but we had reached the point where we were just blindly, did I know who Isaac Collins was at the beginning of the season? Because right now he's, undisputedly, their best offensive player. Outside of a red-hot Andrew Vaughn, who's cooling down a little bit but still playing well, because that's how hot those numbers were before. Yes. So now he's not quite like Barry Bonds, Aaron Judge. He's
Should we
more
call
Shohei
him the greatest
Ohtani.
Show on turf? Is it okay to piggyback that or no? Or do we got to come up with a new?
I mean, if we want to try to come up with a new name, we can, because I think of when I was a kid, I had this Robin Yount VHS tape that I watched the crap out of, and you had nicknames for those teams, the best teams in Brewers history before this current run that they're on. Mm-hmm. When they went to the playoffs the first time in 81 and George Bamberger was the manager, they were Bambi's Bombers. And then Harvey Keene took over, and the 1982 team, the best team in team history, is known as Harvey's Wallbangers.
Yes.
I don't know if there's a nickname you want to come up with this team. If we want to ask people.
Yeah, ask people. We need a name.
800-990-3776. We need a nickname for this team, much like Harvey's Wallbangers from 82. I've got a couple of other suggestions here. Somebody also suggesting a reset on where maybe that reset was true. So we will dive into that, plus take your nickname suggestions for this Brewers team as we try to wrap our head around. One last thing. This is their third winning streak of 7 games or more. That's insane. That's just so incomprehensible. You get one of those, where you win games for a week straight. You get one of those in the season. You're like, oh, that was a good year. I've done it 3 different times now.
Is this 3 against the Pirates or 4?
3.
Okay.
They win all 3 and that they do the thing that
just leave
don't
it alone.
Want to be
just
mentioned.
Don't even go there.
I'm just saying. A fact. I'm not saying they're going to. I'm just saying, we're getting close to that territory. Because we're going to get close to that territory again. Josh is going to have to remake some phone calls.
Just do it under the radar.
We are.
Let's not be the show who wrecks it. Because I think last time
No, last time we did not wreck it. What?
I remember it. Josh.
Is it time to call in, what's your buddy, the Bull?
Oh,
do we need to put him on retainer for this?
No, because he only works in the negative. He never works in the positive. No, we don't want Bull.
If we want a curse put on somebody, then we call Bull.
What if we want to curse the Pirates? Curse Skeens? Maybe we need it tomorrow.
He won't waste it on that.
What?
He won't.
What? So now I got to know.
Context.
In what instance could we call in your former college roommate, a.k.a. Bull?
If they were playing... the Dodgers or the Yankees or...
So, like, we can't call in the Bull until, like, the NLCS or World Series?
No.
So that's when we call him in.
This would be like the Packers playing Cleveland. You don't need to waste it on that. You shouldn't have to summon the gods to beat Cleveland Browns, right?
He's making a good point, Joshy. This is a good point.
I don't know. Free burgers are a pretty big deal.
No, I told you! You guys are really frying my ham to take a term from Andy Reid.
Nickname suggestions plus try to contextualize the Milwaukee Brewers. That's next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Though, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like a, oof, like just, instead of a, huh.
Yeah. But that's all part of taking the training law.
I do, but it's just such funny noises.
Did this get sexual or something? I don't even know about it. What the hell just happened?
On 94.5 ESPN. To two. Fly ball to deep right. It is back. Soto back. Out of here. Isaac Collins walks it off against the Mets. You can't make it up.
Down 5-0. Come all the way back. Of course, the call. Great Jeff Levering, who is, by the way, going to be joining us on Tuesdays going forward. So we're going to have Jeff Levering every Tuesday to talk about the Brewers from here to the rest of the season. Obviously, that starts tomorrow. Great call from Jeff on the Brewers Radio Network yesterday. Brewers walk it off. All right, so we were asking the question, Chew. We're looking for nicknames for the Brewers in the same vein of the Harvey Wallbangers of 1982. Also trying to contextualize what this is and what they're doing. So we'll start with the contextualization part, because on the Carbos Talk and Text line, 800-990-3776, Ryan from Iguanago says 12-0 Wisconsin football.
I mean, that was memorable. It didn't end the way you had hoped.
And also with that 12-0 Wisconsin football team, correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not remembering it correctly. Like the schedule, was, it's not like they played Ohio State there. They didn't play the good, you know, until they got to the Big Ten Championship, which was great, and they hung with them, and they almost won that game, but obviously did not.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like there's no other test that this Brewers team has to pass at this point.
No.
Like, there was still, I think, questions about the Wisconsin football team and things that they had to pass. Right. Yes. I think that's close. I think it's about as close as we can get.
Was that with Wilson?
No, that was that Hornibrook? Was he the quarterback that year?
I believe so.
Yeah, Alex Hornibrook.
And then what preseason, were they supposed to be good? I don't even remember.
Yeah, they had to have been at least respected.
That was the era when it was the Badgers could probably win the West.
Win the Big Ten West because everybody else stinks.
Yeah. Okay. that's close, I guess, but that's not the finished product we're looking for.
All right, so team nicknames. Let's just rattle through these, see how we feel about them. Linda in the Fall says Pat's Bats.
That's a B.
Okay. Scott, Murphy's Pancake Pocket Rockets.
No, too wordy.
Little tryhard?
Yep.
Okay.
Dave from Aaron, Euchre's Underdogs.
I like the Euchre, I don't like the Underdogs. Doesn't flow.
Ian, Murphy's Misfits. No matter the lineup, no matter the players, the team finds a way to win.
We're tracking.
That might be the best one thus far.
We're tracking.
I love Murphy's Misfits, but at the same time, it almost feels insulting.
Right.
Because I understand, like, at this point, like, they're too good to be misfits.
Right.
Like, you can't have the best record in baseball by 5 games. It's not even close.
See, the thing you're... And I don't know if it's possible, is trying to marry the fact that it's a bunch of relative no-name guys doing it.
Yeah.
So the Misfit moniker fits, But usually Misfits don't have a 5-game lead over literally everyone else in baseball.
Like if they were if they were the second or third team in the wild card, like that still feels like it fits. But again, it may be the leader in the clubhouse right now. They are coming so fast and furious. I can't even keep up on the Carbless talk and text line. Murphy's Maulers. Murphy's Militia.
That ain't bad. I like that. I like the militia.
Yeah, so we've got a couple here for Murphy's Maulers. Ukes Dukes.
Don't really know what Duke is doing there.
Murphy's Monsters.
Strong.
Murph's Mafia?
Okay. Well, I haven't seen that one. Okay. Murph's Flapjacks?
No.
Bernie's Bombers.
I feel like if you're a bomber, you have to have a better home runs. Yeah.
And we got to include the pitchers because that is a strength of this team, right?
So Murphy's...
If there's no greatest show or greatest or great, great, great.
Yeah. The greatest show on dirt.
I mean, Murphy's Misfits might have to be it. It might be the best one.
I like Mafia. I like Mafia.
You like the Mafia better?
Do we put it out?
How about
those
Mafia,
two?
Mafia Misfits?
That's too wordy. I don't want to mash them together, right? Having three words seems like a lot. Do we want to pull that? Okay. Murphy's Mafia versus Murphy's Misfits?
Yeah. What's the best name for the 2025 Milwaukee Brewers?
I don't like
Alan. Alan says nickname should have been.
The Bad News Bears are Misfits, right? And they almost won it all.
Correct.
These guys don't feel like Misfits. No?
No, because there is a mix. Like, Isaac Collins was discarded. He was part of a draft that I didn't even realize happened, Rule 5 minor league draft. And that's how the Brewers picked him up.
I like
He's
going to
be rookie of the year. I like Jose Quintana was a late addition to this team.
Quinn Priester.
Quinn Priester was discarded by a couple of franchises before the Brewers picked him up for next to nothing. I mean, even... I'm trying to think who else on this team. Because, I mean, Terang was a prospect. Yeah. Obviously, Ortiz was. Jackson Churio obviously was, even though he's out right now.
McGill?
McGill was discarded. Like, McGill bounced around until the Brewers picked him up and made him an all-star closer. So he certainly fits. Yeah, the Misfits thing might be it. Alan says nicknames should have been given at the beginning of the year, guys. A little late to the party. No!
What?
No! Nicknames can be given whenever. Again, going back to the Harvey's Wallbangers, Harvey Keene took over in the middle of the season. Well, not middle of the season. It was early-ish. But he did not start that year as the team manager. Took over, and then I don't know. Look,
What's
I wasn't around.
What's a wallbanger, by the way? What the hell's a wallbanger?
Because you're hitting balls off the wall.
Oh, it's that simple?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is that direct.
Look, I was born in 86, so I don't know when. I just know Harvey's Wallbangers was a thing. I don't know when the nickname was given in 1982. All right, so if you do, give us a call, give us a text on the Carbless Talker text line. Carbless, Liz is more, 800-990-3776.
We're in no rush, too. There's no rush. We got to wait for the right one.
Yeah.
Let's not settle. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We got time. But the leader in the clubhouse is Misfits and Mafia?
Yes. Murphy's Miracle, Murph's Turfs, Greatest Squad on Sod.
Ah, we're getting warm. Greatest what?
Greatest Squad on Sod.
That's my leader right there.
Murph's Blammers.
Oh.
I think someone's just trying to target audience of one there with that nickname, for being honest. Todd trying to say it should be the Misfits, not the Misfits. No, I don't think we're nicknaming them off after one specific guy. And while Miz is certainly a big part of the team, he's not it.
Yeah, the whole thing is the amount of guys who have individually seemingly put a team on their back for a day, a week, a month. Like Andrew Vaughn, we didn't even talk about.
No.
He was just
He's the
guy.
Biggest Misfit.
No, right.
I haven't. So I will take a look right now because... The crazy part about Andrew Vaughn is how bad he was for the White Sox. Mm-hmm. I know we don't talk about, you know, advanced analytics in terms of baseball, but in 48 games, according to Baseball Reference's WAR value, wins above replacement, he was a minus 1.8 player in 48 games. So as good as he's been for the Brewers over the last 25, he is still a negative player on the season.
Right.
Because he's only had a 1.2 for the Brewers.
Right.
Like, that's how bad he was with the White Sox when they went, we're done with this guy. And then they somehow turned him into
Shohei Ohtani. Bringing it back to football, to me, he feels like Gilbert Brown.
Okay.
Gilbert goes to Minnesota, mm-hmm. does nothing,
yeah.
third round pick.
Yeah.
And then he comes here, and then he's a staple.
Yeah.
Right?
I have been trying to contextualize Andrew Vaughn in my head for a while. Like, the first one that came to mind was maybe David Ortiz, who was with the Twins system before he became Big Poppy in the Hall of Famer with the Boston Red Sox. But he even had, like, a couple of decent years in Minnesota. None with the home run power that he eventually had with the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. But he had a year with, like, 36 doubles where he was fine. Like, Andrew Vaughn was the definition of an average player with the White Sox in the handful of years he was there. And now he's just tearing the cover off the ball. Like, he's become the best version that, obviously, the White Sox thought they were getting when he was drafted third overall and a Golden Spikes winner. Just absolutely crazy. Also, shout out to Michael. I forgot about this. Harvey Wallbanger, also the name of a cocktail.
Yeah, what's in it?
I don't know. I mean, we can look that up. We can look that up.
Kind of tracks with the Blammer. What was the Blammer one? The Blammer is also a cocktail. Did you know that?
The Blammer? Yes.
Okay.
That's how he got the nickname.
Yes.
That's how he, one of his many nicknames that you have for your namer.
Yes.
The Blammer. We will continue to get to your nicknames. You can take a look at the poll we have on Twitter. When that is up, we will certainly retweet it from everywhere as we try to figure out what we're going to nickname the Brewers. Packers also played this weekend. We need to get into that because Chewy is just twitching over there because we've gone too long without talking football. We will dive into the Green Bay Packers, particularly maybe an injury that now we're concerned about and we didn't necessarily even know much about. It's next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How do you get to 10 in NFL in the football game? How do you do that?
You can have 5 safeties.
That's a great point.
Which would also be a great endorsement for Derek Carr.
2 field goals, 2 safeties.
2 field goals, 2
also
safeties.
Also a great endorsement for the quarterback. Yes. Continue. What else do we have?
On 94.5 ESPN.
1-1 pitch. Flair, shallow center, base hit. Marte's being set. Here's the throw from Perkins. It is going to be in time! Game over! Blake Perkins says goodnight.
Like, as cool as a walk-off home run is, and yesterday from Isaac Collins, I do not want to diminish that even a little bit. Again, Jeff Levering on the call. Brewers Radio Network from Saturday night of Blake Perkins. The euphoria probably doesn't get much higher than when you throw out a guy at a home plate. Because, like, there's a deflating feeling because there's 2 outs, runner on second, you're up by a run, trying to get that last out, and, like, there's a sinking feeling in your stomach when that ball drops. Crap. But then all of a sudden, like, you bounce right from that floor. Oh, maybe they can throw him out at home plate. Oh, here comes the throw. And then just a perfect throw from Blake Perkins gums him down at the dish. A couple other things to clean up before we get to Jaden Reed and his mystery foot injury. Chef Ed lets me know that the nickname for Harvey Wallbanger's given to the Brewers in early June when they beat Oakland 11-3, hitting 5 home runs. So June is when the Harvey Wallbanger nickname came from. And to answer your question, Chu, mixed drink that has vodka, Galliano, and orange juice. Variant of the screwdriver was popular in the U.S. in the 70s, according to Wikipedia.
Oh, it wasn't a Wisconsin thing?
No.
Really?
United is popular in the States in the 70s, the Harvey Wallbanger.
Okay.
That was the popular drink that the Brewers were then named after. You can still get the nicknames to us if you'd like. 800-990-3776. We will revisit that a little bit later in the show as we try to nickname this Brewers squad that's now 6 clear of the Cubs for the National League Central, 5 clear of everybody else in baseball for their best record in all of MLB. But the Packers did play first preseason game, and it wasn't pretty. It wasn't great. There were some drop passes, but also they were without some of their top wide receivers. Obviously, we already knew that Watson's out, probably going to be starting the year on PUP. Dontavian Wicks did not play. And then Jaden Reed on Thursday was added to the did not participate in practice list. wasn't too concerning until he was walking around in a boot around Lambeau Field on Saturday night. Here's what his head coach after the game had to say about Jaden Reed and his injury.
Jaden Reed looked like he was in a walking boot. Is that related to the toe injury that had him on the NFI going into camp, or is this something different?
No, it's, from my understanding, it's something different. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but hopefully we'll get him back before the regular season.
Is there any concern that he won't?
But potentially. I think anytime you see a guy in a boot, that's a concern.
So not great for the guy who has been the leading receiver the last 2 years. And again, the Packers have used him almost exclusively out of the slot, which is why it's impressive he's been able to lead this team in receptions and yards the last 2 seasons. I'm concerned about this,
Well, too. I'm concerned from the standpoint, if it was an ankle turn, he probably would have said it, right?
Yeah.
Hey, he turned his ankle in practice. We're just being probably
instead
a little
overcautious.
Instead of just
vague, it's something different. And then Jaden Reed was asked about it, and his basic response was, well, I don't want to say anything wrong, so I'm not going to say anything, is what he told the assembled media. So like, nobody is saying specifically what this injury is outside of it's something with his foot, and it's not the toe injury that he had and he was dealing with coming into camp.
Yeah, it's concerning. It's concerning, but I don't want to jump the gun. I mean, the concern is now, because they perfected the ACL injury so much. I mean, remove Bakhtiari, because that was a weird situation.
Sure.
They pretty much have a timeline on that.
Mm-hmm.
It varies from player to player and how much damage in the knee was done. But in talking to Jason, foot is like the ACL back when I played. You were
okay.
Unsure. So hopefully they're just being overly protective, but you don't, I forget the name of that, of the foot injury that requires a certain kind of surgery. Now, keep in mind, the best foot guy in the country is right in Green Bay.
Okay.
I forget his name. But everyone comes to see. No, he is.
Yeah.
He's widely known as the best foot guy. So I'm sure he's on top of it. And in this covert NFL world we live in now, we'll probably never know. But I'm not going to panic.
Well, I'm not going to
panic yet.
I'm going to assume that we're going to find, like, reporters are going to probe more. Like, this was just a shock to see because nobody knew about it until, hey, he's walking around in a boot. Then you heard that exchange with our guy Rob Domofsky and LaFleur after the game. I'm guessing more questions are going to be asked about this injury as we go forward. So I'm assuming we find out more info. But again, anytime somebody's walking around in a boot, in a protective boot, that makes me, my antenna
goes
up.
Well, I mean, it could be Achilles. Could be not a tear, but it could be Achilles strain. It could be a number of different things.
If it was something innocuous, don't you think they would just say it? Like you said, oh, he turned his ankle. This is just purely out of precaution.
Because he dismissed the toe.
Yeah.
Because he dismissed the toe. And if it wasn't an ankle sprain, he probably would have.
But because everybody's being intentionally vague,
mm-hmm.
It's not like, oh, well, we were just being unintentionally vague. No, they were being intentionally vague about this injury.
Yeah.
And that's a position where... Yeah, I'm high on Matthew Golden. Looks like he had a pretty good game on Saturday night. Like this is concerning to me. Like this is somebody that you were counting on, hopefully was going to take another step. Whether they used him on the outside or not, remain to be seen. But if you wanted to use him more on the outside, you would be, you know, the next 2 weeks were going to be important because you have those joint practices.
Yes.
And you could use him on the outside against somebody else's corner, see how he does. And if he misses those because he's in a boot, my guess is that limits him, again, mostly to just the slot this year.
I'm not going to panic yet. We don't, until we find out what it is. There's no need to panic.
What,
like I said, it could be very precautionary.
You tell me.
But
what are the reasons somebody would have a walking boot on in an NFL locker room?
Plantar fasciitis. He dismissed the toe. You'd be in it for an ankle sprain. You'd be in it for Achilles.
What about Billy in Sussex asks, what about a Liz Frank injury?
That's the one I'm talking about. That's not good. That's the surgery.
Didn't you have some version of that?
I got a... No, I tore my plantar fascia.
Oh, you tore your plantar fascia.
Which hurts, which would put... I was in a boot.
Yeah.
But that, the Liz Frank, you don't... That's not good. That's probably surgery and then out for the year. But that's jumping the gun.
Yeah,
that's jumping the gun. But what's wrong with Wicks?
I can't remember why he sat out the game. But it wasn't anything like...
This was a totally uninspired... LaFleur's got to be outside of his mind.
He did say, hey, this is a humbling...
it was terrible.
Okay, let's go ahead.
It was awful.
Let's go ahead and listen to Matt LaFleur talking about how they got... And these are his words. They got their ass kicked on Saturday night.
Too many penalties, drops, missed tackles, bad decision-making... And it really showed up in every phase of football. And if you do that, you're going to get your ass kicked. And that's exactly what happened.
He cannot be happy.
Yeah.
And it's preseason.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I mean, when you step on that field, like Dobbs, Jason told us he's having a great camp. What are you doing? I mean, a drop there and then an absolute garbage slant route, you know, kind of looked to me as if he didn't really want to be out there. Jacob Monk, you know who's got a lot of leverage now? He wants to revisit the contract.
Monk was playing right guard when Monk was in there because they would have when the starters went out, Sean Ryan stayed in, as did Josh Morgan, because Morgan they wanted Tim to make sure. Excuse me, why am I calling Josh Morgan? Jordan Morgan was playing, was playing left tackle, and he played through with like the second because they just want him to get as many left tackle reps.
And he played fine.
So he played great.
Yeah.
And then Sean Ryan, who was the starting right guard, also was with the second unit because he shifted down to center. He didn't play great at center either. It's just, it wasn't as bad as what happened to Jacob Monk. Because
three holding calls?
And he gave up a sack.
Not good, Bob.
That he was wishing he had a holding penalty on. He was grasping at straws trying to grab his guy as he ran past him. And then Sean Ryan was the one who was responsible for the sack in the end zone that Malik Willis fumbled and then was jumped on by the Jets.
See, my thing when I played, and we always prided ourselves, when we were good, middle 90s, we always prided ourselves on having one of the best rosters in the NFL.
Yeah.
Well, best rosters, you know what they translate to? Blowing teams out like the Jets in the preseason because your backups, you have depth and they're so strong. You know, watching this game was like, 12 first downs, what'd they have? 64 yards passing. The defense looked porous, looked slow. The bright spots were, you know, the running backs. Mm-hmm. And I thought facets of special teams played pretty well. Kickoff return was solid.
Yep. Mecole Hardman on punt return, not
terrible.
Solid.
What are you doing? You're a veteran?
Yeah.
Like, terrible. LaFleur has got to be hot.
Well, and I think he kind of talked about that. I mean, as a player, you have to get yourself ready to play.
Yeah.
It's a preseason game. And I think that's kind of what he was a little upset about. We'll certainly continue to dive into the Packers, get to more of your texts. But I've got a question about an old-timers game. And what are we doing? What are we doing with these old-timer games? We'll get into that in just a little bit, but I want to tell you about my friends at Events by Design. Boost culture with captivating corporate events like appreciation parties, brand activations, and more. That's what Events by Design does. The creative team, they truly enjoy what they do. I've seen them at work in a couple of different instances. Last year, I went to the Bucks Soiree, big event that they do to raise money for their community foundation. And again, just they nailed all the little details there. When they came out for our golf outing out at the Bog last month, they had a group out there that was doing walk-up songs that everybody loved on the 14th tee box. Again, this is what Events by Design does. They want to throw these parties or enhance your events to make your employees feel appreciated. For over 25 years, Events by Design has helped companies execute successful events. So retain that top talent by investing in your culture today. Just search online. If you're interested in Events by Design, just search Events by Design. They design you party.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What we need is a chart. Mm-hmm. And every week, we take the shirtless picture of Chew, and we move that to wherever the prediction is of how many wins that they
six,
have.
Six.
Eight.
Eight. Six.
Seven.
Seven. I think that's how it goes now, right?
Eight, and they six, lost, and seven, saved. 5309.
On 94.5 ESPN.
to tell you about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When you want long-lasting comfort and reliability, it is easy to trust Pella. Every piece specifically constructed for you and your home, always designed with innovation, rigorously tested for quality and performance the last 10 years, and built to create long-term energy savings. Look, it can save you with your home as well. So I've talked about my door, but that's not what I'm talking about here. Our buddy Steven Watson had some issues with some basement flooding because of a window earlier this spring. And he was smart. He went to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, got that window replaced by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, and didn't have any issues with all the rain that we got this last weekend because he got that window replaced by Pella. That's how good, again, this is what Pella can do for you in your home. If you order by August 31st, 0% interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com today. Are you gathering up the tears? We got to get rid of old-timer games, right?
I agree. I'm done. I retire.
Well, I mean, so you did not even play when Brett did his, when he was like doing his retirement tour thing and he came back here and he did like that flag football game in Madison.
I played.
Oh, you played in that?
I had a touchdown.
Oh, I had no idea.
Huh?
My bad.
I had a handful of catches, but then the problem was, and this is why I'm done, it was a hot day.
Yep.
I think it was in August.
Yeah, because he like came back. Yeah.
It was hot, and then we went into the locker room at halftime, and the locker room was at about 70 degrees after it was probably high 80s.
And so you got comfortable.
And I'm like, I'm going to blow a hamstring, guaranteed. First play back out, second blew a hamstring. I'm like, I didn't really want to play anymore.
Yeah.
So there was a little bit of...
a little pouty.
Yeah. But I agree. It's
how would you
turn
feel?
The page.
So the Yankees famously have always had this the old-timers game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they stopped. The last one was in 2019 before they decided to bring it back yesterday. And it just looks funny because Johnny Damon's playing. He's got the long hair.
Yeah.
Which typically isn't allowed, but you know, he's not a Yankee employee anymore, so who cares? Mariano Rivera, the great Mariano Rivera, greatest closer ever, was apparently playing center field, and he blew out his Achilles, Chew. Do you imagine being in your 40s or 50s and blowing out your Achilles tendon? And now you've got to rehab that?
Yeah. That's the only reason why I don't play is because of the Achilles. You know, there's one sport, I guess it's a sport. There's one activity I will do, and that is it. Because I can kind of control it, and that's pickleball. Yes.
I haven't played basketball in a couple of years. I've wanted to, but I've, especially after all the Achilles tears in the NBA this last year.
Yeah.
It's like, man, if Tyrese Halliburton could tear his.
Oh, you're creeping.
What the bleep am I doing at 30? So I literally haven't played basketball.
That's a good decision.
Probably, I'm probably retired from playing pickup basketball. Like, I'm just too scared. Like,
so what will you do?
I golf.
Softball? No.
Haven't played.
Volleyball?
No. Like, if I'm going to do volleyball, I might as well do basketball. It's the same stuff, man. Like, you're running, you're jumping.
Joshy, do you retire after blowing your calf out playing wiffle ball?
Mm-hmm.
It's over?
Yeah. Having that realization where I thought for a moment I had blown my Achilles and thinking about the rehab and all that and having to limp around and getting picked on by Mussolini, you're like, this just ain't worth
God.
It.
Some
you
guys
imagine,
can't let it
can
go,
Can you
though.
Imagine
Some...
if Josh showed up to his house with a walking boot on?
Yeah.
The field day that Mussolini would have with Josh limping around?
No sympathy would be had.
No.
Well,
enough.
You shouldn't get any. No, you shouldn't. So I got a buddy. Yeah, Jimmy Taylor owns Oscars, owns a couple restaurants. Total tool. Great guy, though. But.
I don't think that saves it.
He's a NARP. He never played a sport in high school.
Okay.
Never. Which is fine, because he was more of a band guy. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But he's
the way
like
you said
60.
It seemed like there might be.
He's 63 today, and he'll still send me the stats of a softball game on a Thursday night.
Is he playing like a 50-plus league?
I have no idea because I have no interest. I'm like,
you don't
the
ask
only
any
thing I text
questions.
Back is turn the page, you know? Which is fine.
I think softball's a little bit easier to gauge what you're doing. Like, you see guys out there sliding and diving. The times I played, it was pretty easy to be like, I'm not going to put myself at risk here.
No.
Either I'm taking the base or, oh, they got me.
Shucks.
Right.
So you basketball, you're playing nothing. Pickleball?
Anything when it has to be pickleball, I'll play. That's fine. Okay. Cuz like it's just the explosion and change of directions really got me nervous. So anything like that where you can get yourself in a situation where you're trying to recover, you're in a weird position. Like you can manage pickleball, you can manage softball, I think to a degree, depending on how competitive.
It's that burst. Yes. It all depends on how competitive, because I am not competitive.
Well,
anymore.
So that's
I
the
could
problem.
Care less.
Here's the
you know?
Thing. I can't help it. I can't trust myself.
Yeah.
Yes.
If I'm playing pickup basketball, like I can't. I feel in softball because it's slower. Like
yes.
Again, it's.
I have time to process.
Yes. But so that's. I've got a buddy of mine. Shout out to my buddy Ben Haas, who has been trying to convince me to go to fantasy camp this upcoming January. And I've thought about it. I turned 40 in January, thought, hey, maybe this is a nice little way to celebrate, go down, play some baseball. But at the same time, I'm just really nervous about like doing that for a week.
Like, what do you get out of it?
I don't know, man. Get? Like, it's just being competitive.
Yeah.
And you think I can turn that off? Just like you. Okay. You tell me. Answer me this. Riddle me this, Batman.
Yeah.
What do you get out of lifting 315?
Pride.
Tell yourself you can
that's
still
fair.
Do it.
That is fair.
But it's the same thing, yeah. Right? Like you went through your Bursaspor thing.
Yeah, you're right.
And you swore that you were done.
I know.
Hey, I'm not going to do heavy lifting anymore. I'm going to be smarter. And then within what, 2 months?
Yeah.
What do you got to do?
Guys walking around with their arms like they can't put them down. And Chewie says, I'll show you.
Once a meathead, always a meathead.
Yeah. Like, right? And I'm sure there are times, especially because then your elbow bothered you for a little bit after you did 315 again.
Yeah.
Part of you is probably like, oh, I wish I could turn that off. Guess what, man?
You can't.
No,
that's fair.
I hurt
myself
playing wiffle ball, man. I got caught up in the game. It was a tight game.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I'm sprinting base to base. And it's like, there's beers next to us. There's no real reason to be competitive here. It just happens.
Yeah, but if you just because you look like a bomber, right? You don't hit a home run, who cares, right?
That's
either strike out or hit a home run. That way you don't really have to
be
run.
Be a true three outcome guy of wiffle ball.
Yes. Totally. Oh, and there's got to be nothing worse than an Achilles tear in August.
Just Mariano Rivera tearing his Achilles playing in the old timers game for the Yankees.
Yeah.
It actually makes me appreciate the home run derby and that nobody got hurt for the Brewers. Made more teams just do that.
I think they were hurting, but nobody needed
surgery. Yeah, right. Yeah. A little some soreness after not swinging for a while. But we have more Packers things to get to. Jeff, I see you on the line. Hold on. We'll get to you in 2 minutes here on Jen Gabe & Chewie.